Exam Skills Trainer 2. Exercise 4.
Hi there. My name is Moira Sharp, and I'm here to tell you about the massive changes experienced by what was one of the world's largest lakes. I'm talking about the Aral Sea, a lake that once covered an area half the size of England in two countries of Central Asia, Kazakhstan in the north and Uzbekistan in the south. During the 1960s, the Aral Sea began to dry up, and today, barely 10% of the original lake remains. Where once there was clear water, up to 40 metres deep in some places, there is now only salty brown earth and sand blowing around in the wind. So why is the lake, which once provided the former USSR with a sixth of its fish catch, disappearing? The answer lies in a decision made by the Soviet Union to turn Central Asia into the world's largest producer of cotton. To do this, they needed water to irrigate the land, so they set about diverting the two great rivers that fed the Aral Sea, the Sur-Daria from the east and the Amu-Daria from the south. They built an enormous irrigation network, including 30,000 kilometres of canals, 45 dams and more than 40 reservoirs, and for a time their plan succeeded. In 1988, Uzbekistan was the largest exporter of cotton in the world. But by then, the lake was already shrinking. Much of the water in the poorly built irrigation system leaked out of the pipes on its way to the cotton fields. From 1961 to 1970, the water level of the Aral Sea dropped around 20 centimetres per year. This drop increased to between 50 and 60 centimetres in the 70s and then 80 to 90 centimetres per year during the 80s. Meanwhile, the levels of salt in the water soared and the flora and fauna began to die. In 1987, the lake split into two separate bodies of water: the smaller North Aral Sea in Kazakhstan and the larger South Aral Sea, most of which is in Uzbekistan. But the shrinking didn't stop there. In 2003, the southern part divided further, forming a western and an eastern section. At some point, the Amu-Daria River in the south ceased to reach the Aral Sea at all, causing the eastern basin to eventually dry up and become a desert. Fortunately, the North Aral Sea has fared somewhat better. This is not only because the Sir-Daria River in the east continues to provide it with fresh water, but also because a dam was built in 2005 to stop excess water escaping in the rainy season. By 2008, the 13-kilometre-long Kokoral Dam had increased the volume of the North Aral Sea by 68%, and the salt levels had begun to fall. Since then, the fish have returned, providing the Kazakhs who live on the shore with a source of food and a means of employment. Many of them have gone back to their previous occupations as fishermen. To sum up, it would appear that much of the Aral Sea is lost to us forever. But there is a glimmer of hope for the northern part, which seems to be making a comeback.